Here we go.
Yo. We back. Music Jones Podcast. Every Tuesday. All platforms. Crux Media. Easy. Nope. What's happening?
Nothing, man. Chilling. You know. Trying to evade the law.
Oh, shit. June.
Yo.
What's happening?
Cool, man. What's happening?
Chilling, man.
Y'all ain't noticed nothing in the parking lot?
Yeah,
we was that, okay. That's why we was just standing out there.
I tell y'all off mic.
Yeah,
I heard know what it is.
Yeah, we was standing out there. I was like, "Well, shit, is my guy here?"
Yeah,
and I saw the license plates, and I was like, "Oh my,
yeah,
oh my."
I didn't do no math.
So I did all the math. I saw them license plates. And they the color of them was, you know,
okay.
Intriguing.
Right.
Yeah.
Informing.
Yeah, man. How was y'all week, man?
Everybody
good?
It cool up until this morning.
Right. Yeah, ice going out of Charlotte, yeah.
We ain't really had none, tell you.
Okay.
Oh, it gonna get bad though.
Yeah, it's just been cold as fuck.
Yeah.
I ain't tell you nothing about that. But as far as ice and that.
Now what about the other ice? They gone?
They hanging around, bro. They lingering.
They still lingering.
Yeah, like a bad fart. Straight up, man.
They
easing up, but they still around.
Bro. Yeah. Yeah,
people,
man.
People confronting them bitches, man.
Oh, man. But yeah, it's been an interesting week.
Hmm.
I don't know if I even told my people I was coaching basketball.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so our first game was this past weekend, and
y'all won. I do they cake keeps go. You what age you coach?
9, 10.
Oh yeah, they keep us go.
Boy, I got some dogs on my team. Boy,
oh, so y'all won
23-5.
Dang.
Okay,
lockdown. I'm the defensive guy.
Okay,
I teach defense. You know, stance and set the plays up, shit like that. So. That made me super proud. Them boys probably had like 10, 11 steals.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, but you know, of course, they young. So the other team had a couple ballers, but they just was, everything be going so fast. Like, they go so fast.
Right.
Ain't no control to it. Ain't no tempo. It's just going. So a lot of turnovers. We played good defense with minimal fouling. At that age group is great.
Somebody carrying in the world.
Yeah. Oh, they don't do no. Oh, I'm telling you, I got two dogs. I got three, actually, on that team. I'm about to be coaching AAU, too.
Okay.
But this team I'm coaching, this rec league team, I got three nicks. I can tell. Go get me a bucket, man.
Okay.
And I'm talking about, boop, 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 boop. They go get me a bucket. Okay. Floaters. Finger rolls, what do you like to take him out of his back and leg?
Wow.
I'm like, yeah. Like crazy shit, man. But yeah, man, we won our first game. Shout out to Jazz. Little cuz Jazz Green.
Yeah.
That's who I'm that's the reason I'm coaching.
Oh, you coaching with
yeah,
Jazz?
Yeah, she asked me to help her. So I live around the corner from her, so it all works out.
Word.
Yeah, man. But and we had AAU trials the day after the game, and couple dudes off the team on the AAU team, the dogs I got definitely on the team, but it was some other kids I saw yesterday. Yo, I was just standing there with Wilson. I'm standing there just watching. I'm like, damn, was we this skilled?
We were
nowhere near.
I watched a video of shout out to Yoshi from my relationship status. I watched a video of his son, middle school team, playing another school. And at first, I thought it was a high school game, like how they was dribbling and driving and shooting and stuff.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, shoot, it's middle school.
Right.
Man, like the
and
skill.
They big.
Yeah, the skill level compared to when we was 10, I was like, man, I was all right.
Some walking.
Yeah, I was all right. But goddamn, boy, I'm talking about, man, this one little boy yesterday, man, little Nick Case, man. He one of the ones I'd be like, hey, man, go get some buckets, man. Like, during the game the other night, We was up 11-5, fourth quarter. I said, man, go put the game away. He went in for a layup and hurt his leg.
Oh, Lord.
So about This was at about the 6 minute mark. So at the 5 minute mark, I was like, "You ready to go back in?" He's like, "Yeah." Stretch his leg out. I said, "Man, go close the game out." We won 23-5.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
23.
Yeah. It was 11-5.
Right.
Yeah. No, it was 14-5. It was 14-5. I told him to go close the game out.
3 points, yeah.
Yeah, he made some nice passes because him and his cousin, them the two dogs. Yeah. The other dog is his cousin. So them boys play together all the time.
Yeah.
Backyard, on team, like everything. So the chemistry with them two, like we can win off that alone on the offensive end.
Yeah.
I give them the lockdown on D. Ain't nothing moving. Yeah. But what was I saying?
Just telling us about your week.
This shit just so unreal, man. Like, I know we wasn't that good. But it ain't a lot of carrying. It ain't a lot of double dribbling.
Yeah, that's
got a couple on the team that, you know, knew the basketball, mm-hmm. of course. But we put them in positions the way they can be successful, too.
Mm-hmm.
Stand on the wing, catch the ball, shoot it as soon as you catch it. We don't care if you make it or not. Just have fun.
At that age, they can, you know, everybody could shoot.
Yeah.
But not, you know, you can shoot. But dribbling that.
Yeah, that's different.
You had to been playing a while.
Yeah, man. But yeah, man, I did get to watch the Diddy Doc.
Oh, finally.
I did watch the Diddy Doc. No, I watched it the day after we recorded.
Oh, okay.
I still ain't finished.
Man. Oh, God. Right. No, I'll talk about, you talk about take you back.
Yeah.
Like a lot of that shit, it brought back, like I remember, but I didn't, I forgot about.
Mm-hmm.
Like that trampling shit,
mm-hmm.
for that the charity basketball game, him mm-hmm. and Heavy D did. I forgot about that,
mm-hmm.
but I remember it happened because, you know, it was big news.
Mm-hmm.
I
didn't hear about that happening until like later on.
Yeah, you know them boys used to buy them sauce
Word Up.
No, y'all used to buy Word Up and shit. Yeah. Like it was
Word Up, man.
Yeah, Word mm-hmm. Up. Yeah, them boys used to have all them fucking magazines and shit. So
mm-hmm.
I read it in one of them shits. And, you know, my cousin from Philly, of course, they always kept us in tune. When they used to come down, somebody used to get all the up north news.
Mm-hmm.
So I heard about it, but I forgot about it. Then the part that really made me laugh was Eric Sermon.
Mm.
Eric Sermon had me rolling because he was like, this nigga rolled up on me because he was trying to holler at my friend, like the chick, his first baby mama, yeah. Misa.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I'd be forgetting, like, because everybody be talking about Justin. Justin is his son from her.
Right.
And I keep forgetting that the other kid from Kim and Al, be sure, name is Justin too. Right?
No, Christian.
Christian, okay.
One of them named Christian, one of them named Justin.
Okay, but Justin is Justin Diddy.
Justin from the what's name?
From Misa.
Yeah.
Yeah. And see, I forgot that Misa was his mom. So Eric Sermon was like, this nigga rolled up on me like he was going to do something. So I told him to meet me around the corner because I ain't want to do him dirty in front of everybody. He said, mm-hmm. I told him to come around the corner so I can give him the business. This motherfucker talking about he want me to listen to this.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, this nigga ain't about that shit.
He was on the Breakfast Club this week talking about it.
Yeah, say, man, that nigga ain't about that shit, man. Yeah. Like, man, I was going to dog this little boy, man.
This nigga bring some music.
Yeah, man. Talking about listen to this. And he played Juicy.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, man, get the fuck out of here. But everybody said, like, he wouldn't fuck with no drugs. He wouldn't drink. Like, none of that shit in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Didn't it say he got injured or something and that's what started him? Maybe I'm thinking about somebody else.
He might be because I don't remember that. All I remember is he just got drunk off the power and the money.
I got super drunk.
They gave him, say Andre told him, this you, Jodeci.
Mm-hmm.
And man, the shit he did with Jodeci, like I remember the shit he did with, I remember Jodeci coming out. I remember Forever My Lady. I remember Stay. I remember Come and Talk to Me, the remix. Right. He invented the remix with
mm-hmm.
that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it flipped probably around when they got to the biggest shit. Like, I was just like, this shit just makes so much fucking sense.
What you mean?
As far as them saying he had them niggas killed.
Biggie and Tupac?
Yeah.
But you know, so a lot of the stuff in the documentary. Well, I ain't gonna say a lot, but some of the stuff in the documentary, they already, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but the part about Biggie wanting to be, he kept telling motherfuckers Biggie wanted to be in L.A. And then my man, his business partner, the other dude said Biggie was like, him and Biggie was supposed to be going to London that Saturday morning.
He didn't want to go to L.A.
He said he wanted to leave.
It's an interview or something like that with Biggie saying like he wanted to be out there, like because somebody told him not to go or whatever. His mama told him not to go, and she was like, "I got to go for the love or what something like that or whatever."
But he was supposed to leave. He was supposed to go do the Soul Train Music Awards and then leave to go to London Saturday morning. He had a flight booked. Yeah. Him and the business partner.
Uh-huh.
Did he cancel the flight? And they didn't go. He died that night.
Mm.
Yeah, like that document.
But either way, him canceling the flights, he was going to die either way.
Yeah.
Because he was going to leave. He was still going to be at the Source Awards. Or whatever the award. No, Vibe Awards.
No, that was Friday night. It was on Friday night. He was doing his album release party.
No, he was at the Vibe Awards.
The Vibe Awards was that Friday. The award show was that Friday night.
And what was Saturday?
They were still just there. He was supposed to be going to London.
But he got killed Friday night, though,
no,
right?
No, he got killed Saturday night.
He got shot leaving the Vibe Awards.
No, he got shot leaving his album release party. He was doing a party for Ready to Die.
I meant for
Life After Death.
I thought he left. I thought he
died. No, I'm telling you, the documentary, that's why it put it, it made so much. Because I found out, I'm going to tell you exactly how I know he died Saturday night. March 7th was the night of the award show. That was my birthday. Saturday went by. Me and my mama woke up Sunday morning and drove to Columbia to go shopping. She took me shopping for my birthday. I went into the music store. It was either Columbia Music or Tower Records or some store Columbia had in the corner, a music store. Mm-hmm. I walked in there. White guy was working.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I walked in, he was like, "Hey, you heard what happened to Biggie Smalls?" This was March 9th. I was like, "Nah, what happened?" He's like, "He got killed last night." And I was like, "Huh?" So immediately I left out, went and found my mom. Was like, "I gotta get home so I can look at MTV."
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I got home, it was all over fucking MTV and BET. Yeah. But all that shit, like Biggie was supposed to leave that. If he would have left that Saturday, he would still be alive. Did he cancel that man's flight?
Kept
and made him stay in fucking California. That's what make the shit seem so fucked up.
Have you seen what Torre said about a part of that documentary?
Uh-uh.
So you know it's a part in there with Biggie. He like he got on like an orange shirt and he like sitting on the couch and he talking about how he be paranoid and all of that.
Uh-huh.
You know that went right. They make it seem like it was in the same time, like it was right before he got killed and stuff.
That was a long time before that.
Long time before.
Yeah, but you remember they put that clip in the More Money More Problems video too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That same clip is in the More Money More Problems video, and it made it look like it was recent.
Yeah, and that's
it
what
did.
And that was what he was saying, and that's something like with them documentaries, like they can paint a certain picture.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, and make it seem a certain way. But like, I want to. Nah, he wasn't on MTV. I mean, he wasn't on BET because he did an interview on BET too.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like before, right around the time Ready to Die was coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying? That's like 3-4 years before
that. Yeah.
But they trying to make it seem like he was paranoid and puffy.
In 96.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But man, it was the dude when he got on them drugs. He got on the fucking drugs, buddy. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about Dirty Money Chick.
Which one? Don or Kalina?
Kalina, I think. Mm-hmm. Kalina. Don was the one that spoke out and shit, right?
No, that's Kalina.
Kalina, okay.
No, when you say spoke out, you mean against him?
Yeah, against him. That's Don. Yeah, so Kalina. Kalina was, you know, she was kind of pissed with him.
Mm-hmm.
But she was like, this dude used to go on fucking 14-day runs where he wouldn't sleep.
What?
Yeah, designer drugs, cocaine, pink cocaine, purple cocaine. I was like, God damn. And then on one of the videos they show, they play the piano. You can see this nigga high as shit. Like he was just moving, sweating and shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dog, you gotta watch that shit, man. You gotta watch it. Dog, Diddy was a different individual.
Yeah, I need to complete it.
He was fucking like he was about that shit, but the way he went about the shit was fucked up.
How far did you get, Wally?
Like that part we were talking about
last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With X Sermon.
Yeah.
Okay.
This nigga, Shorty Kalina,
mm-hmm.
needed help.
Yeah, that $5,000.
Oh, asking for $5,000. He told her he couldn't help him. Then on the flip of that, called her and asked her to help him.
He was doing a bunch of fuck shit.
Bro, what kind of bullshit is that?
I mean, what he needed help was free, though.
Yeah, but shit. Bro, find that.
I know, it ain't nothing.
That some bitch could have pissed $5,000, man.
No, that ain't the worst.
But y'all, made Big pay for the funeral.
They said that. They debunked that. Yeah, like, that immediately. Was that was one of the first ones they was like debunking.
And that was Big's estate came out of city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But man, this motherfucker, man, dog, they showed that footage shit. They showed that nigga walk that way.
That's my favorite line right there.
I was like, yeah.
He fly about it.
Yeah, I said that bitch. I said that bitch shit. I said that bitch shit right as soon as he, I was like, yo, I remember sitting there watching this nigga make these motherfuckers walk to get him some cheesecake. Yo.
And then when they came back with the cheesecake, he was gone. Dylan.
Dylan.
No, well, who was Matt? It was Dylan Fred.
Yeah. And what was the short nigga that came out and blasted him a few years ago,
wasn't
too?
Wasn't that chick, too?
Yeah, Babs.
And the
Sarah.
Come on, I used to watch that show. I know all the names.
And Chopper.
Chopper, yeah. That's what I was talking
and
about.
And then Ness. Ness was the guy from Philly.
Yeah. But Ness could really rap.
All of them really could rap.
Yeah, all of them could rap.
All of them really could rap.
Especially but yeah, he made them motherfuckers Fred. Walk to get him some fucking G. Shutter was like, man, I'm from Brooklyn. I ain't never walked no fucking
But they went. The coldest part was when they got back, he was gone. The lights was out of the studio and all of that.
He did them bad, though.
Dirty, bro.
But you, like, shit like that, like, you can't. And when you watching it back then, you thinking, like, you know, they paying their dues. Yeah, and you know, it's just a little challenging.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Or whatever, see how much they want it.
Yeah. They do them dirty.
That nigga was the first American Idol. He started that shit.
Was it?
That shit was before American fucking Idol.
But was it a making? I think it was a making the band before that, though.
It was.
With 98 Degrees.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it was. I don't think he had the first one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'll get to say, boy, he started some shit.
Yeah. But he could have. Y'all want to say 98 Degrees was first.
Because he did that shit, what, three times?
At least.
Yeah, he did.
He did the band.
He did the band.
Day 26.
And Danny the Kane.
And from Danny the Kane came
Dirty Money. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that Diddy Dirty Money album was fire.
They still, dog, that's still like I always that last trade of pair, they say that one of the motherfuckers was, bro. Now,
his last album was nice as fuck.
That love shit?
That shit was nice, bro.
But that was his, like, he could just hear it. That one thing about it, I could honestly say he could just hear it. He could hear it.
People, they was like, he don't got no talent, whatever. Like, come on, man.
Yeah,
the motherfucker. You can't lie like that.
Yo, Craig Mack's wife got on that motherfucker and said that nigga was broke.
That's the part. That's the most dirtiest one,
yo. That shit pissed me the fuck off. She was like, we were somewhere doing a show. My husband ain't had no money. He went and performed. He asked Diddy for some money. That nigga gave him, pulled out a water money and gave him a $100 bill.
So take that, Playboy.
Take that, Playboy. Take that. Diddy was a fucking monster, yo.
Yeah,
they created a fucking monster. God damn, like that shit had me, dog. I'm talking about, I was supposed to be fucking working.
Do you think him and what you call it was doing it?
Him and who?
Andre Harrell. Because they used to live together. You think Andre Harrell turned Diddy out?
Oh, shit. It's a possibility.
Well, if he turned Diddy out, somebody had to turn him out.
Or maybe he was already like that.
Or maybe he was already like that. But that nigga was like, Diddy said, goddamn, as soon as Andre said, as soon as I bought my house. So that nigga moved in my crib before me. Yeah, that nigga said Diddy packed this shit up and moved in the house with him before he even moved this shit in the house. Yeah, so it's, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's so much goddamn, like, when I got to the part, my man said he woke up soaked up.
Yeah, some of the Lil Rye.
That's cool look, shit.
Lil Rye got reamed, girl.
This nigga laughing at rape.
Hey, man.
This is a diabolical.
Diabolical, man.
Hey, man. Lil Ron said he woke up so good, dog. Yeah. I was sitting there working, dog. I had to close my computer for a minute.
Bro, how you do so much drugs or alcohol that you don't know somebody's
somebody fucking
ass?
Bothering you?
I don't believe that, man.
Man, fuck. Oh, bro. Shit.
Wait a minute.
Bro, listen.
I'll leave that alone.
Bro, God.
And then you stayed there?
Yo. Oh, man, I can't wait till we get off mic. Paul, no, listen, we going to have a blasted conversation off mic. Yo. We got a conversation to have off mic, too.
That
yo.
Shit, man.
But they say that shit go, they say that shit go like that.
It happens.
They say that shit be like that, yo.
That's crazy.
But doped up, man.
Yeah, man, some boy get doped up and goddamn don't know what's going on, man. Get violated.
Somebody
yeah.
reaming.
Reaming.
Right down in your notes to remind me about the local goings on, what happened around.
Oh, that's a ding, 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 ding.
Oh, okay. I heard something going down. Well, I was at work Friday. The boys at work talking about it.
Oh, shit. Well, that shit been hot all week on the press, cuz.
Yeah.
All week.
Shout out to that.
If y'all hadn't watched the Diddy Doc and you need some good laughs,
you not going to. You might get traumatized.
Get some good laughs. Dog, Eric Service said he was about to do that nigga dirty. Dog, that shit had me rolling.
Yeah, he was crunk.
He was like, yo. He's like, man, he's like, yo, I told this motherfucker, man, beat me around the corner.
You think Eric Sermon would have beat Diddy up?
Beat the fuck out of him.
Eric Sermon don't look like no damn
shit.
Fighter.
Shit, well, them niggas gangsters.
Oh, Eric shit. Sermon a gangster?
Yeah, well, old school niggas don't play old that school. Bullshit. And he older than Diddy.
Old New York niggas.
Like, he was in his mid-20s at this point. Damn, probably 30.
Mm.
We talking about Eric?
Yeah, he wasn't 30.
Shit.
In the 90s?
Hell 92, yeah.
92?
Eric Sermon?
I don't think he was in his 30s. He might have been 20s.
He was in his 20s, yeah, but he was far, far more advanced. Because
he would have
Diddy.
To be 60 now.
He probably is. Don't worry. You know, it's a bad motherfucker named Google.
Shout out to Google.
Yeah. We going to see. But yeah, man, dog, that shit had me fucking rolling. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. I said, yeah, Eric, you should have got there whooped his ass, man. He was like, and I wasn't even fucking with me so like that. He's 57.
57.
Mm-hmm. So, in 92, take 30 of his, what is it?
Shit, he's about
34?
He about 5'7" 23. Than me.
He's 23.
Yeah, 23, 24.
I knew it, 20s. Yeah. He'd have been 65. If
yeah, but you
he
got,
was in his 30s.
You got to realize, them niggas grew up fast back then. A 24-year-old back then was a guy, that nigga been in the streets since he was 17. Well, since he was 15.
He was in the streets?
Absolutely. Him and Parrish. Most of the niggas that, these niggas was trying to escape the streets, the streets, that's why they started fucking rapping. I'm from the 8 of that, cuz.
The streets.
The streets. Straight up.
That's strong.
Yeah.
He's so strong. What that nigga said, screech. He should have saw my face.
That bitch look at me like, what?
The fuck? This nigga was in physics class talking about a screech.
This nigga took physics, man, talking about screech.
You talking about screech. Nigga, you could have graduated early and you talking about screech.
Oh, God. Oh, God, for the
A-cubs. Okay. Nigga talking about screech.
Screech, man.
All them means is was in the streets.
You want to eat some strawberries.
And yeah, with scrimps. Strawberries and scrimps.
Right.
On period.
Oh, shit.
Oh, them niggas. He was tough, too.
What the fuck?
You don't know, cuz, hey, them boys be in the streets.
Hey, man.
In the streets.
That nigga look at me like, what the fuck?
Hey, Joe.
Shit.
And then halfway through the look, I was like, damn, I'm looking at this nigga fool as hell. I was like, what the fuck?
Shit. Ain't no way he said that.
I swear to God, bro.
Ain't no way he said that.
Oh, shit.
I'm sorry,
oh,
y'all.
God,
I'm sorry. This nigga.
I'm sorry, y'all.
Eric Sermon and him and Paris, they was in the streets.
Oh, God. I did not mean to say that shit.
You just sound like my man when he was on that Drewski video. He talking about they teeny tiny. His braids. They teeny tiny.
Oh, shit.
Screech.
My bad, yo. I meant to say streets, yo.
We know what you meant to say, nigga.
Yeah, niggas in the streets, man.
What the hell?
Oh, God.
Screech.
Y'all check that Diddy Doc out, man. Yeah. Y'all check that Diddy Doc out.
This nigga.
Some new music dropped this week.
Who?
21 Savage dropped.
21.
21. I can't. Let me go look at the name.
I didn't even listen to it.
I heard a couple tracks off it because Hollywood Shuffle be he always play new shit on Saturdays.
Oh, where?
On Shade 45.
Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm. But the name of the album is, I think it's pretty, like, he got a song with Glorilla, I kind of, you know.
Oh, you did listen to him?
They played some of it.
What happened to the,
oh, let me pull up 21.
It's called, What Happened to the Screets?
What happened to the Screets?
Yeah, 15 songs, 47 minutes, pretty quick listen.
Okay.
He got a song with Young Nudie, Lotto. Of course, he got one with Drake. Glorilla, G Herbo, Metro.
G Herbo was on, what song? You know that pirate song? That rap song, and it sounded like a pirate song? It came out last year, but they had put G Herbo on the remix of that. Mm-hmm. And I never really listened to him rap.
Mm-hmm. Can he rap?
He rap all right on that song.
Yeah. Of course, you know he gonna have them goddamn beats.
I like the artwork.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, everybody stepping they album covers up again, man.
I have no idea what it means. But.
21. Biker jacket, it's a 101 fast. Fact. Nigga tweak, I drop a 100 bun.
How ain't gonna fuck you with no money? Better go get you some. Shout out to
Gloria Hallelujah.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
My guy Conway dropped the album called You Can't Kill God with Bullets.
I was listening to that earlier today.
What you think?
It sound regular. I ain't got far enough to. I like that BMG song, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I only got to like song 4 or 5 or something.
I got to like 6, and then my attention got taken away.
Yeah.
But I'ma listen to the rest of it on the way back to the crib today.
Yeah.
But I was, you know, I'm always satisfied with what I hear from Conway and them niggas. They always, you know, this just that, it just give me that 90s feel. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Is that what you get from Conway?
From Conway? Conway the Machine? Yeah. This shit like this right here. This a rapping ass nigga, man.
You can't kill.
You can't kill God with bullets. Yeah. And of course,
did Crit come out?
Crit came out last weekend.
Oh.
We talked about that.
We did?
Yeah.
That was it quick.
Yeah. 30-minute joint.
Word.
Yeah. Catalea. Berea? Beritz?
I don't know.
Something like that.
That got to mean something.
Catalea.
Because CeeLo used to say that shit.
Catalea. Ain't nothing but a, I think they talking about a Cadillac Beritz.
Oh, okay.
I think that's what they're talking about. You know, that's a Texas, you know.
Right.
I think that Beritz got the slant back ass.
Yeah.
That's the one Pimp C's talk about all the time. 84 Beritz with the slant back ass. And the guy, the GOAT, Nas.
He said the GOAT.
The GOAT, Nas, and DJ Primo play me that Billy Joel joint. Dropped the album. And of course, this is what the guy was referring to before we start recording.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to see what I say about it.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't what I expected.
Really?
Mm-mm. It's not. And see, my expectations was, I'm going to give you my expectation.
Uh-huh.
Nas is like, what's the other one?
What you said? You naming the songs?
Yeah, I'm naming songs that he did with Preem already.
Song that he did with Preem that sound good.
Oh shit. That was
like I'm telling you what I was expecting. It's fucking Nas is like New York State of Mind, of course.
Right.
What's the other one? Memory Lane. second childhood.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was expecting. And lyrically is what it is, but I'm just like Primo just saying, he ain't boom bapping enough for me.
He boom bap too goddamn much.
Not enough.
What is this?
Three times for NYC.
But see, that's what Primo find that sample. That sang the hook for you.
That's cool.
Knicks, Mets, Yanks.
I like when he did that right there. Giants. We call it everybody.
Mm-hmm. The world. And we got feet jumping up, hitting pull-ups and dips, a scalpel is pot. See that beat? Still be hard in our whips. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is that 90s shit. But this is street. Like, it's
a lot of shit like that though.
Yeah, but it ain't.
That's cool. But you can't follow up King's Disease 3 with this right here.
Yeah, and I feel you, bro. I feel you, Pauls. I get what you're saying. But it's just hard, Pauls, man, to even.
I think, let me tell you the slick shit that I thought was going on. So I went and listened to it, you know, when we posted it.
Mm-hmm.
I started checking it out or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was digging it, but I had it on my. With my glasses and shit. So I was listening to it, walking through the house, listening to it. Heard some nice shit. I put, you know, stars by whatever I want to go back to. But anyway, damn, let me play it in the fucking car.
Mm-hmm.
Play it in the fucking car. It has static in it. So I thought my shit was tripping, you know, because I had just ran one of my toys in the back of the truck. I said, I don't fuck my speakers up. I was so damn nervous, I restarted my phone, cut the phone all the way off, cut the radio off, did all of that. You know what I mean? Powered the shit back up, turned it back on, heard it again, changed the music. Shit went away. Went to the XM, nothing. Mm-hmm. Went to the radio, nothing. Went back to Spotify, played some more shit, everything good. Went back to that fucking light years.
And it's static.
So I'm talking about,
damn. Oh.
His album was static?
Yes. Like right now, if I don't know. If I go to the car right now and play this shit, I hear static.
Damn. Mm. And that's on Spotify?
Yeah. And I was wondering if that was some shit with it. You know what I mean? Right? He ain't trying to let nobody.
Shit like that?
Yeah. You see, know what I was saying? Thinking shit. Like I said, it was coming through my Bluetooth. Mm-hmm. I was like, damn, that shit's banging. Can't wait to get in the car. And another thing it reminded me of is my first time fucking with y'all. I remember something was going on. And it was something with the mic or something. That shit,
oh, yeah, yeah.
That shit was fucking with B so damn bad. B was not going to fucking stop.
So we got the fucking
shit
out of it. Yeah.
And once again, because when we was talking or whatever, Like how were you talking about looking at me facing that?
Yeah.
I was looking at B, you know, face tight now.
Yeah. Hey, what he do now?
Start searching the shit. Yeah, what he do? We couldn't find or whatever. Nigga got a little bit more tighter, you know what I mean? Fuck around and got that shit straight.
You good.
Yeah. That one I know, we you know, this wasn't no chicken shit, you know.
Yeah.
Ain't no chicken shit. Got this shit right over here, bitch.
We gotta have that good quality sound, huh?
So,
yeah, man.
When I played that Nas shit, man, I was like, I wonder if he got shit in the game. You know what I mean? It ain't clear. You can hear it.
Yeah, but it ain't.
But it
clear.
Still got that fucking shit in the back.
Mm. And it was all the songs.
All of them.
Damn.
I can go. I'm gonna check when I go back out there, just because, like I said, I powered the phone off.
Mm-hmm.
But I changed the music, went to XM and everything, ain't heard, man.
Mm.
I'm trying to think, this nigga think that much of his shit? Well, hey, ain't nobody recording this shit. Ain't nobody streaming this shit. If ain't you do nobody. It ain't gonna be clear.
Crazy shit, man. But yeah, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, it ain't. Represent. It ain't memory lane.
Your cousin let you down?
He didn't really let me down.
But he had a lot of beats coming from old songs too, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, that, but that's Preem.
One of them, they chopped it up so good, but it was like, I think that Big Daddy Kane have that beat. It's the little,
I'm trying to think which song you talking about.
Unmarked. Let's see which one it is.
I wonder if it's this one. Was it early in the hour?
That's it right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's it right there. That Big Daddy Kane shit. That noise in the background. If they don't chop it up.
Oh yeah, that's a, that's raw.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Big Daddy Kane raw.
That close to raw right now. Just put some spice on it.
Mm-hmm.
This one right here, I was like, they can't say shit about Jay no more.
As far as what?
Cause he, this whole shit is big shit.
Oh yeah, the vert, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but it's different words.
Yeah.
Jay
yeah.
usually use the same words.
But not the whole flow for the whole verse though.
Of course. I mean, but that's
but that, I don't got no problem with it, but
yeah, that's
you know.
It's a shout out. Jay don't ever use the whole verse.
No, he just used the line.
Yeah, he started off, then he going to his own shit. Yeah.
But I don't mind it, but you know.
Yeah, I don't either.
When I heard it, that's what I thought, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'll listen to it this morning.
I got a crypto kid, come with a password. But yeah, man.
It's fire,
and it's shit dope to me, man.
Yeah.
Of course.
I finished this too, but
it put him to sleep.
Nah.
It put him to sleep.
It ain't put me to sleep. You ever it wasn't that ain't like it put me in the hot tub time machine, nigga.
Oh, okay. Oh, shit.
What was the last Primo shit that he been doing?
Primo been, he always producing
consistent
shit.
Okay.
Yeah, he always producing. The last Nas shit he produced was Breakbeats in 2022.
I'm glad I got me some butters. That's what you need to listen well when you listen to this.
You got to have them. I'm going to get me another pair because I pulled my
some beef and broccolis.
I pulled my six my high top trail boots out today. I mean not trail boots. My what's they called? The mac and cheese joints. But I got the 6 inches. The field boots.
I got the six inch field boots.
Fucking bottom them dry rotted on them joints.
Damn. Man. Dry rotted or like the glue came out?
Dry rot.
Damn. So they was crumbling when you tried to wear them?
I just picked it up and looked. I was like, motherfucker.
I had a pair of twos that happened to. I wore them to work and shit.
I say, motherfucker.
Flopping them off.
I got to go get some butters now, B.
My picks like that.
Gotta go get me. Your Vicks did that? Yeah, I gotta go check my shit.
Any shoe that got like that soft bottom, mm-hmm. if you don't wear them, they'll do that.
Yeah, I gotta go check my Vicks now. Hot damn it. Back, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My first Bo Jackson.
Oh, it just came loose, like the glue. It's a place in Charlotte that do it.
Really?
That real glue shoes.
Yeah, put them shits ready to go.
I gotta get my
your people too?
Uh-huh.
They up there now.
Yeah, they're up there, and I think they still got a spot for them, I think they mobile now, but
I think you gotta contact them through the page.
Oh, but I know she in Charlotte though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm trying. I got a few pair.
I clean them up too.
Oh yeah, they do everything. I'm talking about
make them look real good.
Soul touched.
Get my damn bows out. Wow.
Yeah, they'll get you right.
That's why I'm taking mine. Just to get, because the only thing that's wrong with my Bojack, the last ones that came out in 18 or 19, is this part.
Oh, you going to get it like repainted or whatever?
Yeah, that shit just turned yellow.
My black and gray ones, boy, look like I've been working at an engine shop.
I'll show you a video when we get done, how the work they do.
Word.
Yeah, man.
I sent a couple pair of them to get re-glued.
Mm-hmm.
And they did it. I did it to play ball in, though. There's some shoes to play ball in, but they re-glued them for
price me. Is reasonable?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I can't ask you that shit. But can't ask you that shit.
I mean, it is. I did two pair of the shoes myself.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time you get the glue, you get a heat gun.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff to dilute the glue, mm-hmm. the old glue and all that. Nothing. The time it take to do it, you got to.
Might as well pay for
it. Might as well pay somebody to do it, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, man. I don't really listen to the radio a lot no more,
mm-hmm.
but I walked in. I had to go to O'Reilly's the other day to get some shit.
And
they had the radio playing.
Uh huh.
And I heard the one of my favorite Christmas songs, the Christmas Blues joint. The nigga talking to Bone Quisha.
Oh.
Oh my God, dog. I listen to that shit every year this time. You know, I start playing that shit. Uh-huh. I ain't played it yet, but I listened yesterday. I walked in that store. I was like. God damn, they already got that motherfucker rotation. I forgot about it, but all I got to do is listen to the radio for a day, and I hear every Christmas song I want to hear. I know for a fact,
yeah.
But I don't listen to the radio. But Is it? I know you don't. You don't celebrate.
No.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
Do you listen to the Christmas music?
It played the job all day, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What they playing? Bingo Crosby them?
All different kinds.
Yeah, Nat King Cole and all that.
All different kinds.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We got white people right there, whatever. So mm-hmm. one dude, he asked a white dude, he was like, "What does In My Mind mean to you around Christmas time?" He was like, "What?" He was like, "You never." He asked the white dude, he was like, "What is that?" He was like, What do you mean? He was like, "You never heard of The Temptations?" He was like, "The Temptations." He's like, and the white dude in his 30s, he's like 32, 33.
Yeah.
He was like, he's a black group, you know what I'm saying? It's Silent Night by The Temptations. You never heard that? He was like, "That's an all black group?" He's like, "Yeah." He was like, "Listen now," he was like, "I don't know, but it's probably 3/5 as good as the original version."
Huh?
So you know there was like, back in the day, black people was 3/5 of a man. So he said it was 3/5 as good as the original version. Nigga, we sat there, we was like, "Yo, that was fucked up." We was like, "Oh my God, that was brilliant." Right. Bro, we was crying, laughing, bro. Like, and he came up with that shit on the spot, bro.
These motherfuckers jovial, man.
Bro, he got it on that one, bro.
Especially with a race joke. You know, they be holding them joints in the chamber.
Like, right. I was like, "God damn."
Mm.
But yeah.
Man, fuck the original version. I don't even know what the original version sounded like.
I can't remember.
Silent Night, the only people I ever heard saying Silent Night was The Temptations and Boys and Men. Other than that, I don't know nothing about it.
Right.
Didn't like a little boy sing it or something like that in an old movie or something?
I don't remember. Yeah.
But go ahead, I'm sorry.
And look, I like Little Drummer Boy by The Temptations too. That was my shit too.
Christmas song. Somebody said, they were talking about, I think they had Boys and Men on The Breakfast Club. Mm-hmm. And Jess was talking about how good their Christmas album was.
Their Christmas album was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
They did that Let It Snow shit. They did Silent Night acapella. Like, I used to listen to that shit all the time.
It's time.
They sang the fuck out them songs. But
those songs.
But that Let It Snow, though, that, you know, that was one of the, like, they R&B that bitch out. You could play that bitch at the club if you
want
to.
Do you know, like, people drop Christmas albums, like, and you will listen to it, like, get in the mood for Christmas.
Boys and Men, the only one.
They the only one?
The only ones I get in the mood for. And Def Jam, the rap shit they did in the late 90s.
Is that the one that had Snoop Dogg?
Santa Baby. And, you talking about Santa Claus, Go Straight to the Ghetto?
Ghetto with Nate Dogg.
That was before that album.
That was before that?
Yeah, but Snoop on the Santa Baby remix with all the motherfuckers on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had a white boy come to me the other day. And what's the... What's the song Gucci Man got?
Oh, Gucci do got a Christmas song.
Oh, God.
Blew my socks off.
East Atlanta Santa.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
He can't tell you rapping it?
No, he was like, "Hey, man, it's that time of the year. I'm about to play my favorite song." Your favorite song? What's your favorite song is, Cody? Shit. What's the other?
All I know is East Atlanta Santa.
I know it's Santa. East Atlanta Santa, but
I don't know none
bricks.
Of the songs on it.
It's something about bricks.
Oh, all white bricks.
It's off whatever white got
bricks. He got a Christmas song about bricks.
He says something about bricks in one of the ad libs or something.
I don't know.
But
which one be like dashing through the snow? That East Atlanta Santa.
I don't know, man. I ain't never listened to this shit, man.
But that was
play some of it for me, man. Let me give you some quick laughs here.
That was the first thing he thought of, I tell you that.
It might be East Atlanta sound.
Gucci
though.
Who? Gucci man. Gucci who?
I couldn't believe it.
Oh, he got three of them. It's an East Atlanta Santa 3.
Damn, he got three of them joints. That nigga had nothing else to do but make mixtapes.
I swear to God.
That's all
I think
he had
East Atlanta Santa
do.
Might be a mixtape.
All of them mixtapes.
Yeah, it is. Oh, he got a whole bunch of I don't know. Well, he got 12 Days of Christmas.
True story. I used to hate Christmas.
He got a song called Brick Mason.
Saint Brick intro. Saint Brick intro. See that?
Saint Brick intro?
Yeah.
Yeah, Gucci.
That was so stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
His Saint Brick. Cincinnati Bengals trash.
I swear.
Amen.
Call me Gucci Robert Kraft. I just picked Brady out the draft. I'm tall, dark, and handsome. Plus my stash is on giraffe. The black mark.
My stash is on giraffe. Fuck me. Gucci Tower. Just might trade them to the Cavs.
Glacier Coupe Tudor. Pull up.
That's his favorite criminal.
He white. He got a truck. Them white boys love some Gucci Man and shit like that.
He got a bunch of fucking kids.
They have black.
Damn.
Right.
Different boy.
Oh, he probably got one of them trucks.
From
squatter truck.
From Ohio or some
shit. Oh, he from Ohio. How the hell did this become his favorite fucking criminal song?
I bet that bitch used to get high.
He too close to Motown for that.
Get high as a kite,
I ain't lying, he from Ohio. That's crazy.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm probably gonna listen to the radio one day this week because I
just
know
get in the mood, get in the spirit.
Yeah, man, because I ain't want to play on myself because I have to go to YouTube to play them, and I don't like.
You don't like messing up your algorithm?
No, I don't like going to YouTube and playing them.
I know one thing about mine. I noticed Drake and Kendrick not in there.
Not in well.
In my shit. Even all of my being 26 years old.
Oh yeah, you had no Drake, no Kendrick.
Oh, for your
Yeah, for your
neither
music.
Neither one of them boys ain't popped up in my shit.
Them niggas for old niggas now, yo.
Oh, you in both the, in the 30.
Yeah, them niggas for old niggas now, yo.
Y'all know how y'all did y'all list the other day?
You got one?
Yeah, it came up. My entitled, they put it. I guess they put theirs out a little later.
Uh huh.
But my recap, they don't do the. They don't do like the age or nothing like that, mm-hmm. but I had 4,300 streams.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
Southern trap, potent lyricism, mm-hmm. trunk rattling bass
mm-hmm.
was a standout.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sound about right.
I listened to 487 unique artists.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they had the number of streams. My top artist,
mm.
who you think my number one was?
Jeezy.
Yep. Jeezy was number one, Jay-Z was number two,
mm-hmm.
Fredo Bang was number three.
Mm-hmm.
Trap Diggy was number four.
Mm.
Currency was number five.
Mm.
DJ Drama was number six.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because of
Jeezy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pusha T was number seven.
Mm.
Clips was number eight.
Mm.
Malice was number nine.
Damn. How the hell was
that? I don't know.
Malice?
Yeah.
They break the whole group. Hey, they gave you the group too.
And then number 10 was Alchemist.
Mm.
Damn.
My top album was Trap or Die 2.
Okay. Damn. Yeah.
My top song was Seen It All by Jeezy.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Yeah. I listened 13,100 minutes of music.
Mm.
I don't know if that's a lot or not.
That's a lot, buddy.
But yeah. I was like, oh shit, they put one out. Right. I wish they would put it out the week before. Right. So I could join in the fun.
That's all good.
What
man.
Was your age, Jones? 72?
They didn't give me an age. You so bitch.
Cause Wallace on 27 or something.
26. You motherfucker talking about 72.
Nah, but I seen a lot of people like around our age or whatever, they would have old like 70s.
Cause they listen to that old shit.
Yeah.
That damn Uncle Drew Uncle shit.
Mm-hmm.
Coming out the hut.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. King George and
yeah.
Boots on the grind.
I swear they love that shit.
Boots on the grind. They just want to be dancing, man.
Yeah. But Boots on the Grind, nigga, he like 30 something, 40 something though.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. It's just the sound.
Yeah.
He sound like he's 72.
I wonder how they did the age. Did they do it by the age of the artist or just the genre of music?
Mm.
Yeah.
That's good question.
Boots on the Grind, dude. He was he performed with Burna Boy.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Damn.
Boy.
Yep.
We almost about to close out the year. I'm waiting on the year-end list to come out. I hadn't seen any yet.
What do you mean, like what?
You know, Complex always do their end of the year shit.
Oh, like best albums of the year and stuff?
Well, yeah, I'm waiting on all that top 10 artists of the year and all that shit.
Right.
So I've been keeping my eyes on it. But I hadn't seen it, but I did have an article I think I wanted to touch on. Let me pause.
What about that article where the boys caught T.I. with that back shot?
What?
Huh?
T.I. with a back shot, his braids missing in his.
Oh.
Oh, no.
That bitch got a sunroof.
No.
With Let it go, Tip.
With, oh.
With braids around it.
Ja Rule and 50 been back at it. I knew it was something I was forgetting.
50 making all these niggas relevant.
Marlon Wayne's been, they've been going back and forth.
Marlon been on his ass, though.
Yeah, he better leave that. Niggas a fucking comedian by day. Right. Yeah. That son of a bitch long.
Mm-hmm. Shit, by blood.
Yeah, like that shit. Yeah, them niggas just retarded for real.
Marlon ain't really said nothing bad about 50.
Yeah, he did.
But 50 just jump on him, so.
Yeah, that was
I'm 50. Talking about that started it off. I don't think he said nothing too bad in the beginning.
Oh, the spark it.
Yeah, that what 50, that what 50 do, man. 50 just be fucking with people, yo. But yeah, he got the right one fucking with Marlon. That's for sure.
He gonna get him what he want.
Yeah, man, but that shit been pretty funny. I've been watching some of the, you know, back and forth and shit.
Mm-hmm.
They posting pictures and shit. 50 posted that picture of him, Marlon and Sean with that damn see-through shirt on.
I ain't saw that.
That water tub, that hot tub.
Oh, yeah, post him and did it in the hot tub.
Looking at each other.
Talking about
it was AI. Marlon said, nah, this ain't no AI.
That shit look too good for AI.
Marlon got there, but you got to realize, Marlon been around.
Long time.
That industry for since the late 80s.
Easy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
the
shit.
Whole family.
Yeah, and living, because Keenan and Eddie was super tight. And Marlon was a kid in fucking I'm Gonna Get You Sucker.
Right.
That came out in, 87, 88?
Mm-hmm.
So that was his introduction into shit. You think his brother ain't going to have him around when he turned 20?
But
I'm Gonna Get You Sucker came out in the 80s?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. I think late 80s or early 90s.
Okay.
It had to be 88, 89, 90, somewhere.
Something like that.
Because the lead song on that was Jack of Spades.
Well, I'm going to get
Boogie
you,
Down
sucker.
Productions.
Dirty mother, don't you say that.
I'm not
this kind, just don't pay.
I called my daddy Junebug Spade. Nigga, you OG. Over gold. How you go to the bathroom with all that shit on?
Over gold.
Over gold. Good old days, man. But yeah, we get to go down memory lane for a quick second. We just talked about the Carter II last week. But Lil Wayne, 25 years ago, Lil Wayne dropped his first album, Lights Out. And this was the first album I think he may have cursed on.
Mm-hmm. Because he had the song, Don't Curse.
Yeah. I think this is the first album he actually cursed on because he was waiting until he turned 18, right? To start cursing.
Thousand.
But I think what Keisha on this album.
Is Keisha on this? Hold up. I don't see it.
Loud Pipes, Big Rims on this album.
Loud Pipes.
Get out the corner. Was this first? This came out 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
This had to be it. Stop. Man.
Oh no, this is second album.
Yeah, this is second album.
Yeah.
The first album was called
The Block Is Hot.
The Block Is Hot.
Just get off the corner right here, right?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. This is the shit off this motherfucker.
Shout out to Lil Wayne.
This motherfucker been going a long time, boy. He been going a long fucking time, but.
You've crushed this shit.
Yellow bike,
yellow 50 cooler, yellow lac on the rim. I got 7 different cars. Let me tell you how old this nigga is. He was on the way to hit a chick named Joyce.
Out there, we got no classmates named Joyce. Yeah,
Joyce definitely in her 40s.
Definitely.
I was a smashing chick named Jackie.
Yeah, Keisha was on that first album.
Yeah.
Yeah, Keisha was my shit. Let my shoe skirt on 22. Baby mama.
Not Honda.
My life.
If you name me Shannon Wayne, pop a thing.
Lil Wayne was goddamn tough, man. 20 years ago, Biggie Duets dropped. Shout out Lil Wayne. Diddy dropped the Biggie Duets shit. I ain't mean to say shit like that, but you know.
Who that was?
Biggie Duets.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
When they put a bunch of verses on songs with niggas that was actually rapping and shit. What You Want was one of my favorite songs.
Final Chapter.
Mm-hmm. This shit right here.
What is this right here?
The Biggie Duet.
Watch,
what was the song?
Watch,
he had a video on it for this song, for this album though.
What's up?
How You Want to Act? Nasty Girl.
Nasty Girl?
Was a video.
There was another one though.
Is in his hand.
Let me see. Jazzy fizzle. Fizzle.
Is it this? Mm-hmm. Go on and on and on. This is the one, the video. There, I know they had a video for this.
This might be it. Because it's faster. And he was like, it's the Biggie Duets. They say that on the shit.
Spark these bitches' interest. Sex. That was What You Want. You was just playing, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's J goes absolutely bananas on that shit.
That was What You Want. You was just playing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Number 4.
Yeah, I don't think I really like this album.
Nobody did, because it was all old verses.
But even the other one he came out with that had the song with Eminem on it. The other album,
Born Again.
Born Again.
Mm-hmm.
That album was a little better.
It was, because there was like different verses. But he evidently he ain't had nothing in the stash.
Yeah.
So they just had to put out what they had. Ow. In the parking lot.
When oh, these the same verses, just on different beats with different mm-hmm. people.
Butt naked. It all worked. They just added on Nelly to this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Jagged Edge.
What else we have?
Last we had T.I.
Which one?
No Mercy.
How long ago was this?
15 years, 2010. And it wasn't really a lot on there, but it was, he was going through so much shit around this time. So that's why I'm trying to, I don't even really remember this album.
Right,
like that.
I was just looking at the cover. I don't remember this.
You say this was 5 years ago?
No, 15.
Oh, 15.
Right back.
That Got Your Back with Kerry Hilson. That was on.
So Nasty.
That was one of the joints off there, I remember.
I'm trying to find the album. I mean, the song with Kerry Hilson. What track is that?
17. This is back when niggas made 4 albums.
This shit only got 14 tracks on it, the one I see.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. You want to say 14 too?
I'm looking at the deluxe.
Oh, let me see.
That's why.
See if the deluxe on here.
To Impress.
They don't even got a deluxe on Tidal.
God damn, Tidal. Come on, Tidal.
I Can't Help You with Rocco. No Mercy featuring The Dream. I don't remember none of these. 15 years ago, that was 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Popping Bottles is it. There we go. That sound kind of familiar. Damn, that shit sound good.
Oh, Got Your Back with Kerry Hilson?
Yeah.
That's on 17?
I see that. Now I'm on one that got 19.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see.
Mm-hmm.
Which one that is?
Song with Drake.
Mm-hmm. Popping Bottles.
Yeah, that's the name of it. This the song y'all talking about right here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was this her song?
No, she had a song. Hold up. No, her song sounded kind of like this. Pretty Girl
Knock
Rock.
Pretty Girl Rock and Knock You Down. Her and Kanye, that was one of my favorite joints. But everything was sounding about alike around this time.
Yeah. Because this that Pretty Girl Rock shit. Nah, that. What was the song you, the other song you said? Yeah, this the Pretty Girl. What was the other song you said by Kanye or something? Like
Knock You Down.
That might be the song I was thinking about too.
They do kind of sound like that now that you say that.
Shout out to Carrie Hilson getting some love on the Music Jones podcast.
My ex girlfriend, boy.
She's so fine.
Oh my God. Still.
Shout out to Tip.
Do kind of sound alike.
All of them.
Mm-hmm. Just around the same time. But I used to watch this video just as whatever for five, mm-hmm. boy. You hear me? Good God Almighty. Shout out to Carrie Hilson, man. Shout out to T.I. Biggie, rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
God damn, boy, that shit pushing up on 30 years, bro.
Right.
You just mad because your ass is old.
Sheesh. Shit, nigga, 96 was 30 years ago. I was a freshman in high school 30 years ago, nigga. Look at you talking about.
God.
So was you, somebody else I know.
Who? Mm-hmm. Shout out to Edie. Shout out to Daniel Dolly.
Shout out to Be Easy. Oh, his old ass. So, uh-oh. Now he 32.
Nope. I'm not.
He 37?
44.
You 44 for real, bro?
Shut your ass up.
Shit.
Set your ass up, I put you out in the street.
Right, in the street, man.
Well, I ain't know you was 44, man.
Am I 44? How old are we?
44.
Okay.
Yeah, we're 44. Yeah, man. I don't know about next week, but I'm definitely trying to record. So I'll probably, my daughter want to get on the show next week.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. I might just not record because I don't want
to.
Nah, I ain't going to do it. I'm just kidding, Stankabug. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, Stankabug.
Stankabug. Cool, Stankabug 18, bro. I said, well, you too old for me to be calling you that shit. No, I don't care. All
right. Right.
But yeah, man, so I might do that just so she can sit. She ain't gonna talk too much. She might just sit in here.
Word.
But yeah, man, getting ready for these holidays, man. A couple days off of work.
Right.
Nothing major. I'm gonna spend some time with my family, fry me some turkeys.
Oh yeah, Christmas next, week after next.
Yeah, so
next week. Well, if you're listening to this on Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's next week.
Yeah.
Next Thursday.
Thursday. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, I ain't going to hold y'all longer. We going to get up on out of here. Got to go holler at Santa Claus.
What the nick?
Hey, man. One of the kids' little brothers that's on my basketball team,
mm-hmm.
his mama told him. She was going to tell Santa Claus, this man, fuck that nigga then.
Shit. Give a fuck.
Yo, she was about to whoop his ass, boy. You hear me? Dude, he said that shit. Yeah, he said it.
Damn.
Fuck that nigga then. I was like, oh, shit.
Little heathen.
That's what he said. I was like, man, that's fucking crazy. But yeah, but these kids different, man.
They bad, bro.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck about yeah, they definitely don't give a fuck about those Santa Claus.
They definitely bad.
It's the parents' fault.
Yeah, man. It is our fault, man. It's our fault. But yeah, man, Easy. Appreciate you as always, brother. Job. Tell them where they can find you, man.
Every Monday on the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast, Jerb.
I was going to go holler at the ops today, but I had some shit to do before I could get down here.
Oh, shout out to them.
Yeah, I was going to go canoodle with the Ops.
Canoodle. That's how I sat there trying to get it.
Nigga, you the one who told me they was, right. You called them the Ops.
Canoodling.
You said I was canoodling with the Ops.
Once Better Time in Music.
Uh-huh.
I was on their show last week.
Oh, you canoodling with the Ops too, huh?
But I'm a Don.
Oh.
You a capo.
You breaking my balls, D. Balls.
Nah, they asked me to be on. It was they did a because it was Jay-Z's birthday.
Yeah,
did a show about Jay.
Did we talk about Jay on his birthday? I think I did.
Probably a little bit.
Yeah, I don't be trying to talk about that nigga too much with you on the show and shit.
Man. I try not to talk to about too much about him when I'm on the show.
Why not? Because motherfuckers know you a Hovenger.
Yep. I don't, you know what I'm saying?
They know it.
Yeah, Hovenger. June, appreciate you.
Shit, I appreciate
it. Let them know where they can find you, man.
Right here.
This nigga had me fucking crying in the show today. That goddamn be easy. Really? I got to make sure I goddamn never say scrape. Scrawl.
Scrawberry.
Scrawberry. Strong. I make sure I keep my STR strong.
Scrawl.
Boy. So almond it.
So almondy. Almond joy. Almond joy. So almondy.
So almondy.
Oh, man. It's your boy Jones, man. JP Jones 81 on Instagram. The Music Jones Podcast at Gmail. The email us. Music Jones Podcast on Instagram as well. Until next time, peace. Bring a better future than I had in the